So as we enter into the Word of God today, it truly is a moment for us to take to heart the words of Jesus Christ that he's giving us. And he says to us that if we truly love him, we will live in his commandments. Now that special call that he gives to us is one that is really meant for us to embrace completely with our whole lives. He's saying, if you love God with your whole heart and soul and mind and strength, and you love your neighbor as yourself, that will begin to change everything, because we are beginning to really live in his love and take that love to heart. And he says that when we do that, that he will send us through the Father, through God the Father, he will send us the Spirit of Truth, the Advocate, who will enter into our lives. And so that becomes part of the question for us, for all of us who have been baptized in Christ Jesus, the risen Lord Jesus. We've been baptized in his resurrection. The question is, have we let his Spirit really enter our lives? Have we let his Spirit really touch our lives? And have we let that Spirit truly be what guides us, what drives our faith, what drives our hope, what drives our love in Jesus Christ? Reminded of a young woman I met some years ago. She was Armenian. And she told me the story of her father, and they happened to be in Turkey at the time, and their father was arrested for seemingly no reason. So there was a period of time where they didn't know what was going to happen, and her father was in jail. Her mother, her, were really concerned. They didn't know what was going to happen, and eventually they hadn't seen their father in weeks, and finally they saw him, and he was literally fighting with some soldiers who were trying to take him away. And of course they were unable to do anything about it, and one of the soldiers pushed him down, and there happened to be an old rug there, and they wrapped him in the rug, put him on a donkey, and that's the last time she saw her dad. And she said, you know, that could have been a life-changing moment for me, and it was, but it could have been a time in which I was filled with cynicism and hate and bitterness. But she said, you know, the Spirit of God continued to touch my heart and my mother's heart. And we were really changed by that over time. And yes, the pain, she said, was there, and missing her dad was there, but it really drove her to become a missionary nurse. And so some years later, she told me that she was at a particular hospital, a mission hospital, and her job was to take care of those that were really recovering, and they would have old bandages on, and she was responsible for taking the bandages off and cleaning the wound and then putting new bandages on. She said this one particular person, she said what would happen is it would be so painful for the people that she just began to talk. So she would talk while she was doing it. This one particular patient, she said she was talking to, and she decided to talk about her dad and how her dad the last time she saw her dad. And as she told the story, he got really, really, really quiet. And as she finished that particular moment of ministering to him, he said, I was the soldier that put him in the carpet, and I was the soldier that killed him. Now in that moment, she didn't say anything. She said that she just had to take a moment to recognize what was truth for her. And as she finished working with him in that moment, she said, you know, Jesus has taught me very personally to forgive from the heart. I forgive you, she said to him. And went on about her business. And every day from then on, she would minister to him, clean his bandages, clean his wound, changed the bandages. And then it came time for her to be moved, and the man said, you know, I really didn't know how deeply Jesus affected your life. But if he can affect your life that much, I have underestimated the power of Jesus Christ. And if you can forgive me in this way, it is life-changing for me. Well, that story in the end captures who we're called to be. Jesus is saying to us very much, if you want to live in my love, then follow my commandments. And my love will surround you. And my love will lift you up. My love will fill your heart. My love will cause you to know my love in your life personally, whatever is going on. And he promised the disciples, I will not leave you orphaned. And that's what happens to us when we get really hurt. We feel like we're orphaned. I will not leave you orphaned. I will send you the Spirit, the Advocate, the Healer, the One who truly loves you into being. So open your heart to the love of God in Jesus Christ, who is risen from the dead. For I am risen, he tells us, and I am with you, and my Spirit is with you. We enter into this Eucharist very personally. And, you know, we pray for that grace of the Spirit that we need, and especially the grace to have an open heart and let that heart be truly free to accept God's love. Throughout the day today, I just encourage our children also with this gospel to simply say to everyone you meet, Jesus loves me. He's alive, and he loves you too. Amen.